Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Dave Ennett is here. You're going to love our next guest. She is the Cubs nutritionist. She's also the host of See Chicago. You can check that out Sundays on WGN. I'm sure you rerun on CLTV all the time.
All the time.
It's our good friend Dawn Jackson Blattner.
Well, hello and Merry Christmas the day after.
It's great to see you.
Well, it is great to be seen, as they say.
The McMurrays have a New Year's resolution. Oh. We're going to lower the sugar in our lives.
It's actually a great resolution. A lot of my family members are doing it. I'm helping companies like launch programs to do it because we really have finally come around to see, like, of all the things you can do, eat more vegetables,
yeah.
Drink more water.
Yes.
But the thing to take out really is looking at the sugar. And it's insidious, which is a very big word for hidden everywhere.
It's the devil, Dave. It's the devil.
Yeah, I like to use the word poison even. Oh.
Do you check labels? Are you a label guy?
I am.
Okay. Are you looking for sugar?
Sugar's the first thing. My whole life, I've been very low on sugar consumption.
It's good. So usually when a client comes into me or somebody's talking, they're like, I don't use sugar in my coffee. That's good, right? And I'm like, well, yeah, that's like the first step. But then there's the obvious guys, like all the desserts.
Right.
So they're like, well, I'm not really a sweets desserts person. So, okay, fine. So you got the no sugar in your coffee. You're not really a sweets or desserts person. So where is sugar coming from? So it's coming from everything like wine could have sugar in it, barbecue sauce, ketchup, salad. Dressings, and then there's things like yogurt that is like, oh, look at me, I'm so healthy, I'm having yogurt and granola, and it's
filled
like
with sugar,
60 grams of sugar added.
Yes.
To that, you know, so it really is one of those things where, you know, looking at labels even of things that you're like, I'm sure there's no sugar in here, you may be surprised that there is in fact sugar hiding in there.
Liquid calories are the worst.
I can't even talk about it. I start crying when I think about liquid calories.
But pop with kids drives me crazy. And my son had a can of root beer the other day. Do you know how many grams of sugar is in one can?
What is it, like 64 grams?
64 grams!
Is it really?
Yes!
Look at me. I didn't know I was going to be a
nutrition quiz. In one can of root beer. That's crazy.
It is crazy, considering, you know, you're looking at really, you know, trying to have like 25 grams or less, you know, in a day.
Right.
Even that's, I feel like, a lot. But, I tell you, it's not really including the natural sugars, you know, so you can still eat. People are very nervous about fruit. They're like, oh, there's so much sugar in fruit. Well, fruit is in a matrix of good nutrition. So yes, there's sugar in fruit. It's naturally occurring. You also get fiber and vitamin C and other, you know, good things. It's the added sugar, like the soda pops, like you're talking about, that literally are what we call empty calories because they literally give you nothing. Nothing.
Get it out of the house. That's what I tell my wife. Why do we have this stuff in here?
Yeah.
Because we're just going to eat it.
I think that's a great move because it really is. We are creatures. When you see it, you're going to eat it. I mean, no matter how many, discipline things that you want to follow, you know, if it's in sight, it's in mouth is what I say. So, yeah, get it out. You know, if you, right, it's true, right? Isn't it?
Right.
Inside in mouth.
We'll have food sent in during the show. Dave Ennett, very disciplined, will not eat any of it. Never eat
it. The other morning, Dave Plyer was in here on Monday morning, and they brought in a pie.
It
was a pie, and Dave gave me a slice of it. He insisted I at least taste it, and I did. I never do that. You know, Pete, and I have worked together for years. But occasionally, I mean, it's put in front of you.
Yeah.
You know,
and then peer pressure. You literally shoved in your mouth.
Exactly, Dawn. Yeah. That was it. Now, Diet Coke or Diet Pop, whatever kind you choose. I mean, I used to drink a fair amount of it. I've tried to wean myself off it. There are a lot of people who substitute diet soda for the sugar soda, but you're not really doing yourself that big a favor that way, are you?
Well, I love that you sort of have this feeling already, and many people do, right? They're like, I know it seems better than drinking the full sugar stuff, but it's probably still not great, and that is true. Water is always going to be your best bet, and the reason why I'm not like so pro-diet things is it really encourages people to have a hyper-sweet tooth, so they're used to this super sweet diet drink, and then all of a sudden, they need sweet flavor always, and so they eat an apple, they can't taste anything sweet anymore because they need it like hyper sweet.
Really?
Yeah. And there are some studies that say that diet drinks change the flora or the bacteria in our gut in not good ways. So, you know, it really is one of those things that, you know, if you do it as your sort of crutch to get off of the real stuff and then you try and start weaning yourself off of that as well, I think you're in a good place, very good place.
You're talking about the gut. What about probiotics? I mean, that's the new trend nowadays.
Yeah, it is. You really can't buy anything really without added probiotics. Have you noticed? Like, it's like you try and eat a cereal or whatever. It's like, probiotics in here. I just try and drink water. Probiotics
in here. What do they do? What's it do?
So it's basically good bacteria. They're little soldiers that go down in your intestinal tract and really try and help you with digestion and immunity. So those are two big buzzwords.
So does it clean you out? Does it make you go?
It really doesn't make you go, but the little soldiers work down there to try and help you stay healthy for immunity's sake and keep you regular as opposed to, you know, going.
So we take a probiotic every day, but I was in the health food aisle the other day and I saw in a refrigerated section prebiotics, which I had never heard of. Yes. I don't know what they were.
First of all, you're getting an A+ already because I feel like he's like, I don't eat pie. I am ditching diet soda. I'm in love with you. Let's just point that out first.
He's the teacher's pet.
He is. Yes. Right away. Where's my apple? You know, give the teacher an apple. Here's the deal. Prebiotics are really a hot trend, and they're really the food that probiotics eat. So pre means before. So you're having those to feed those good bacteria, and they, in fact, do work. So taking a prebiotic and a probiotic now it's actually good.
But can you take one without the other? I mean, can you take the prebiotic and not the probiotic?
You actually can. you actually can because you do have good bacteria down there that you'd be feeding. A lot of prebiotics in foods that we eat already, like asparagus or onions, things like that.
What about refrigerated probiotics compared to the ones on the shelves?
It depends on the strain. So some probiotics really do need to be refrigerated. So if you buy one from the refrigerated section, you need to keep it in the refrigerator. If you buy one off the shelf, those strains are shelf stable and you can keep it on the shelf. So it really depends on where you buy it, that's where you store it. And so they both work. It just depends on, you know, what strain they're using. The big thing is with produce too, that's the same thing, is if you buy your produce in the refrigerated part, that's where you should keep it in your house. And if you buy the produce in the non-refrigerated part of the grocery store, that's how you should keep it.
The probiotics, what strain should we get? Because there's like a billion, 10 billion, 20 billion.
So there's two things with probiotics, okay? There is how many are in there, like you're talking about, like the 10 billion, 50 billion, 100 billion. Then there's also something called strains. So if you read the fine print, it'll say like it's got these 6 strains or it's got these 34 strains. So when I'm talking to people about what to buy, I like the highest number of strains. And so that's going to be anywhere from 3 to maybe 35. So trying to get in that range. And then however much you want on there, the big number on the front is really up to you.
Costco has the probiotics, you know, cheaper than most stores. Is that okay? It's refrigerated.
Yeah, I like this. It's like, if I spend more money, will it work better?
Well, I mean, that's how you think, right? Yeah,
it is true. The biggest thing is making sure that wherever you buy them, that's how you store them so that you're not killing them off, right?
Right.
And then looking at the number of strains, which nobody does. Everybody looks at only that big number on the bottle. And that really is not telling you the whole story. You want to look and see in the fine print how many different kinds of good bacteria are in there. So if it's a brand that has anywhere like you're talking about 10 plus types of strains, then I like it.
Nutritionist Dawn Jackson Blattner in studio. I've been married 17 years. Dave, how many years have you been married? 33 years.
Oh, no. Is this a quiz? Let me think. I was married in 2004. 14. I'm at 14.
14 years. And your husband's a stud, by the way. I've met him.
Thank you.
My wife and I are off sync now when it comes to nutrition and exercise.
Oh, what do you mean?
It's like she forgot everything that, like, there's sugar all over the house now. And this has happened in the last 8 months. It's like, Sarah, why are you buying this? Why are you buying regular 7-Up for Charlie? I mean, why are you doing this?
Well, it does happen slowly for people. Like, you know, you wake up one day and you're like, what has happened?
What's going on here?
Yeah. And so it does happen product by product, little by little. And so, you know, this is the time of year, baby, right? It's like after the Christmas time, right before New Year's, that you really are thinking about, like, not necessarily resolutions, but how can I, in small or big ways, start cleaning up my environment? I think that is a huge thing.
So how do I subtly have her turn the corner, you know what I mean, and get back on track.
Yeah, I think it would be a matter of swaps. Like, I'm a big swap person, so instead of like white knuckling it and saying like, I'm not gonna have anything in this house, like clean it out,
okay,
it's like, okay, what can we put in here that is actually good? So is it like sparkling waters and all different fun flavors as opposed to sodas, you know?
Right,
is it
right.
Instead, is it like an amazing assortment of different kinds of fruits instead of candies, or you know, that kind of stuff? Or instituting, like, when my stepson was young, we had a social sweets policy where we didn't keep sweets in the house, but if we wanted them, we would go out as a family and enjoy cookies or brownies or ice cream as
like
a social event, as opposed to just a lazy grab. When things are in your house, it's a lazy grab, right? When you have to go out and actually put forth effort, stand in line, get out your wallet, then it means you really wanted it.
Boy, I like that. We were in Naperville at my sister's house, and she sent home carry out. And we have a huge plate of sweets. I'm like, we got to get this out of the house.
Yeah.
I was going to bring it to work, but I figured I'd let it sit for a day and then bring it to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I love it. Poison your coworkers.
Well, they'll eat it.
I mean, that's me too.
Radio people will eat anything if you put it in the kitchen. Right, Dave?
They will.
Yes.
They will. I have a question about energy bars, nutrition bars.
Yeah.
I like to eat one. I don't eat a big breakfast. When we get off the air here, I'll try to grab before I work out or whatever. Like these, so which one's that? Pure protein.
Pure protein, low sugar.
So is there one that you would recommend that is lower in sugar? Because I've looked at some of these, and the label, they're loaded with sugar.
You're absolutely right that oftentimes if you compare them to candy bars, although they have more protein than a candy bar, they really are in sync with the kind of sugar of a candy bar. You know, I'm a real food-first person. Like, I would rather somebody eat a couple of hard-boiled eggs and an apple, you know, but when in a jam. There are a few brands. I don't know. I don't eat very many bars. There are a few brands that use like sugar alcohols to sweeten it, so it's less sugar. So you can keep them if you're in a jam. But I carry things like those little packs of mixed almonds and different kinds of pecans and walnuts, you know, in my purse for like something. Or
which is crazy, but we started doing that too. So we have those small packets, which are 100 calories, and you have some nuts or almonds at your house.
I love it. You know, even these days, it's surprising, but there is like really clean jerky out there on the market, like not the old you know, Slim Jim kind of stuff.
Which is so good,
you know, like it really is like dehydrated salmon, dehydrated turkey, dehydrated beef. Even that, I sort of love if people are like jonesing for protein. I really love it in like nut and egg and clean jerky form.
What's the website people can find all the information?
Oh, it's my name, DawnJacksonBlattner.com.
All right, quick question from Wally in Crown Point. Wally,
yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Hey, Don, I have a probiotic that I take, and it says 80D strain.
Okay.
80D is in dog strain.
Look on the label. That there should be like different kinds of names, like acidophilus and bifidus, and like if you look and see more on like the actual panel, there's like a rectangular panel that should list all the different types. That's what you should count up. I rarely will look at a label and actually just read the number off of it. I will count on the back all of those weird words. You know how long those words
are,
like bifidus and lactobacillus and all of this. So I would count up that, find that, and count those up and actually do the count for yourself.
Dave, why are you shaking your head?
No, I would just, there was a linebacker, Acidophilus, didn't make the Pro Bowl, but...
No, that's comedy. That's sports comedy right there.
I was like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah. Did you have a good Christmas?
I did. I will tell you, today is a day about walking in water for me. I walked over here, and I'm going to be drinking a lot of water because, you know, it's a day of a lot of different foods than I generally eat.
Oh, my gosh.
And a lot more volume than I typically eat. So today, that's my strategy, walking in water.
Everything in moderation over the holidays, right?
Yeah, I mean, I hate the M word. It really is so boring. Like, if I, you know, like,
but it's true for the normal person. You've been doing this all your life.
It's very true. It's just so unsexy and it's so boring. But literally, it really is the way of the world. It is like, you know, if you have a little bit of everything. I say this. This is the greatest line. All foods fit, but some fit better than others. You know what I mean? It's like, so I'm not one of these people who's like, you can just eat everything. It's like, no, some really are better people.
You bring the energy. I love it.
Yeah, what time in the morning is it, people?
Yes,
oh,
it
man.
Is 724. Oh, yeah. See Chicago Sunday nights on WGN TV. Cubs nutritionist. Are you going to spring training?
Yes. Come on, man.
Go in the Phoenix.
I'm the real deal.
That's nice. Uh-huh. Dawn Jackson Blattner, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Happy holidays, guys. Happy New Year.
Coming up, the most valuable person on the planet. But first, let's take a look at traffic. Jen?